Hello everyone and welcome back to the GGB Podcast, gaming's longest running podcast, now in our 19th year. As always, I'm your host Jess Marquez and I'm joined today by Nick Patrick, co-founder and CEO of Radar, to talk about the company's rise in the geolocation sector, its future plans, and the considerations that go into developing this complex yet highly important technology. Generally speaking, gaming is a very jurisdiction-specific industry. What's legal in one place may not be true of others, meaning that geolocation has become a crucial technology to ensure compliance. While the sector has traditionally been dominated by a small number of stalwarts, up-and-comers are emerging. One such example is Radar, headed by co-founder and CEO Nick Patrick. Patrick and I spoke at Las Vegas' Global Gaming Expo in October. Nick, thank you so much for joining me today. I know it's kind of a weird circumstances. I know the audio listeners can't tell, but we are currently in the what I think is like the basement or the ground level of the Venetian. It's G2E 2024, the beginning of day one. So it's great to be here with you. And how are you doing today?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, we found a quiet spot. So hopefully this works.
We are, yeah, we're like, I feel like this is like some like 1950s like detective work or something. You're like giving me some lead in the case, and I'm like sitting here with coffee in hand.
I know.
So you are the co-founder and CEO of Radar, which is a geolocation, up-and-coming geolocation geofencing company, which I think is really interesting. It's one of the more interesting sectors of the industry to me right now. And I want to kind of follow this narrative path. Like, I want to start in the past, go through the present, and then go to the future to end things, if that's all right. Mm-hmm. So typically what I like to do in these interviews is start with the subject. So for people who may not be familiar with you, could you kind of give a short overview? I know, obviously, you know, there's probably a lot of stops, a lot of chapters in there, but kind of a brief overview of your career so far and kind of how mm-hmm. you got to be where you are today.
Yeah, of course. So I'm Nick. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Radar, a geolocation platform. Journey actually started about 12 years ago. My co-founders and I met at Foursquare, which is one of the early location-based social mm-hmm. apps, and that was where we sort of fell in love with location. We went off our own separate ways. I actually went on to an on-demand services platform, think like an Uber for home services,
sure.
and we had to build a bunch of location tracking and mapping features there, and it was really challenging to do. And for other technical problems we faced, we had great full-stack developer-friendly tools. You know, for payments, we use Stripe. For communications, we use Twilio. But there was no great full-stack, flexible, developer-friendly geolocation platform. So we set out to start Radar back in 2016. We really started as a consumer geofencing platform, so powering geofencing and geolocation for retailers like Dick's Sporting Goods, restaurant brands like Panera, companies like T-Mobile, Zillow. But we always had aspirations to do more. Our vision is location infrastructure for every product and service. So we kind of expanded in two ways last year. The first is we launched a maps platform. So we can now power maps. There are companies like Google Maps or Mapbox that do maps. We now have Radar Maps platform. And the second is that we entered the gaming space. So this is our second annual G2E. Last year was our first. We announced our geolocation compliance solution for gaming. Really well received, and that sort of brings us to where we are today. So happy to expand on any of that. That's the high-level founding story.
So you said that you guys recently made the decision to venture into gaming like a few years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So at this current juncture, kind of how big of a percentage is gaming to your overall business, and kind of would you like to see it grow? Do you like, I guess in other words, like if you had your say, would you like gaming to become a more prominent area of your business, or kind of how does that push and pull with the other segments?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, gaming is our fastest growing vertical. We have a little over 200 enterprise customers and about 30 enterprise gaming customers. So last year when we were at G2E, we had a handful of customers, handful of vendor licenses for gaming. This year we come back, it's a little over 10% of our business, and it's a little over a third of our new business.
Okay.
So we're really excited about it. I mean, we're really excited about the opportunity. We think there's an opportunity to help gaming companies do more with geolocation than they're doing currently. We also think that really interesting things happen when you sort of cross-pollinate ideas from the retail space or the restaurant space
sure.
with needs in the gaming space and vice versa. So, you know, definitely want it to continue to grow. We're really close to signing a few very, very big operators, which we think is going to really just, you know, further supercharge this part of our business. So, yeah, we're excited about it. You know, that being said, like, we don't just want to be a geolocation platform for gaming. We don't just want to be a geolocation platform for retail. We really do want to stay true to this vision of location infrastructure for every product and service. And we think that's a really, really ambitious vision that we're more excited about than ever.
So one thing I'm interested in, and you know, I think obviously for most people who are listening to this, when you say gaming and when you say geolocation, obviously there comes to mind the big competitors, the elephant in the room. I don't want to say it. You can say it if you want to, but it's kind of, you guys are up against a pretty established player. And so I would say my question with that would be kind of what are you guys offering as an alternative, and kind of what is making you guys stick out to be an attractive alternative to people who may have be either already partnered with the existing person or the, you know, looking at kind of both options. Kind of what would you say your pitch for Radar?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, we have a ton of respect for GeoComply. They've obviously built a really big, impressive business. I think there are a few new entrants that are really interesting that we're excited about. You know, big differentiators for Radar. One is costs. You know, existing geolocation solutions are quite expensive. Some of the bigger operators spend 7 or 8 figures a year. So we're typically between 50 to 75% cheaper. Okay. Part of that is, you know, we feel like that's a fairer price point for these services. And part of it is we spent the last almost decade building proprietary geolocation tech. And we can sustainably operate at a lower price point. One thing that's sort of related to this and also differentiates Radar from some other new entrants is that we have a ton of scale already. We're actually processing 1 billion API calls per day, which we believe is more than any other geolocation vendor out there. And that scale means we have economies of scale, and we bring to the space an existing enterprise readiness as well. You know, another thing I would highlight is developer friendliness and ease of integration. We've always thought of ourselves as a developer tool at our core, and open source SDKs, open developer docs, self-serve sign up. You know, we're really excited to demo our product here at G2E, but make it really easy to integrate our tools in just a few lines of code. Very different from other folks in the space. And then lastly, you know, geolocation compliance is one thing that we do, but because of all of the cool product features we've developed over the last decade, we can power other geolocation use cases as well. Maybe address autocomplete during a, you know, KYC or identity verification flow, other geofencing use cases if you wanted to, you know, geofence a casino, geofence a stadium, engage players with location-based messaging. And one last thing I'll note about cost and price, which is really cool, is most of the existing geolocation platforms price per ping or per location check. We price per monthly track user and device, and you can ping as often as you need for a given player in a given calendar month, which means you can achieve better performance, you can wire up additional geolocation use cases at no additional cost. So we think it's a very differentiated offering, and we've had a ton of positive feedback on it so far.
Well, that's super interesting, and I think it's fascinating in the sense that we see the overall industry. We see there are pockets of the industry where there's been one or a handful of established players for a long time. We're now getting to the point where we're seeing challengers to that, and I think kind of making things a lot more interesting in the overall landscape of the business. One thing that I'm always fascinated is like with certain sectors, like whether it be on the tech side, like geofencing, cashless payments is a big one, where you have these businesses where gaming is just one part of their business, or maybe they're looking at gaming as a growth vertical to invest more in. But I'm kind of interested in the sense that, like, is it difficult kind of to break into an industry like this where things are very slow? It's probably what I would consider one of the most, I guess you would say, old-fashioned industries left in the consumer landscape. I mean, it still relies heavily on cash. A lot of the regulations, tech standards are still what they were 20 years ago. Things evolve slowly. So with those kind of factors in mind, is it difficult for kind of an innovative, younger company to kind of come in and disrupt things when you have an environment like that that's so far behind other consumer industries like retail, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth? Kind of what's that challenge like?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, there are certainly a lot of things that are unique about the gaming space. From a technology perspective, there are some geolocation requirements that maybe differ, you know, state by state. There are licensing requirements. You know, when we came to G2E last year for our first time, we didn't know a ton of folks, right? We were definitely relatively new in the space. But I will say there's a ton of parallels to other industries. We work with a lot of, you know, legacy brick and mortar retailers who are going through their, you know, quote unquote digital transformation. And, you know, we have a lot of experience there. I would say everything is digitizing. I think as folks digitize, they're going to look for, you know, modern, developer-friendly, flexible tools. And I think Radar fits that mold. So, you know, we feel like our tech and our business translates really well to the gaming space, but we're also really excited about it and kind of having fun tackling some of the nuances as well.
What's kind of the challenge? Like, I think kind of going off that premise of like gaming is a little bit slower, a little bit more hesitant to adopt these technologies. I'm sure you are inundated by questions and concerns about things like safety, privacy, things like that, especially obviously with the geolocation side of things. So how do you guys kind of work through those challenges, or I guess maybe like demonstrate that, like, you know, those challenges are maybe, or those worries maybe are not as what people may seem. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense. But
it does. Kind of, yeah, it does.
The security and privacy part of it is an interesting piece. So kind of what's...
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, geolocation data is quite sensitive. We have a lot of experience supporting our customers as they think through location data privacy, even prior to entering the gaming space. You know, one thing that's actually been quite interesting to us is, in the, say, retail or restaurant space, you're generally trying to minimize the amount of data that you collect and obviously be really thoughtful about privacy. I think you're going to try to be really thoughtful about privacy here too, but there are actually, in a lot of cases, requirements to collect data, you know, more frequently close to the border. And so oftentimes data collection is mandated or legally required in the gaming space, whereas you're trying to minimize it in other verticals. So I think that's quite interesting. Another thing that's been quite interesting to us is when it comes to the gaming space, the geolocation rules and requirements are generally more complex and onerous in the United States than in Europe, which is actually sort of the opposite when you think about location data privacy outside of the gaming space.
Sure.
Think about GDPR in the EU versus, you know, this sort of patchwork of state privacy laws in the US. So that's sort of an interesting contrast. You know, we think about how our technology supports our customers navigating these things. We also have a really amazing team. And so I think support is an important part of this. How do we help our customers navigate some of these privacy and compliance questions? We actually just hired a head of gaming, Will Green, who used to work at Bet365. So he's going to help us scale out our compliance and licensing and regulatory and support team specific to gaming. So it's part tech, it's part support and expertise. And you know, we like to think that we bring all of that stuff together to make it as easy as possible for folks to navigate this and adopt this technology.
So where do you guys stand right now in terms of headcount? I know you told me before we came on that you're based in New York. Kind of what is the current overview of Radar as it stands right now?
Mm-hmm. We're about 55 people. I think we'll probably be 65, 70 by the end of the year,
wow.
Close to 100 by the end of the year next year. So business is growing very quickly. Gaming is a big part of that, but also the adoption of Radar Maps platform is a big part of that as well. You know, we're very well capitalized. We've raised a little over $85 million over the last 8 years. And we have a lot of that capital remaining. So we're going to deploy it very aggressively over the next couple of years to continue to grow in the gaming space and in other spaces as well. So, you know, I think in general, we have a lean and mean team. And
sure.
Honestly, sort of counterintuitively, sometimes smaller teams actually deliver, you know, better support, can
sure.
be faster from a tech perspective. I feel like a lot of growth stage SaaS companies are realizing this right now. So, you know, business is growing. We're going to scale the team, but we're in no rush to sort of overhire or overextend either.
So what does growth look like to you? Obviously, anytime there's a leader in any business, growth looks different depending on the circumstances, depending on the outlook of the sector itself. We're seeing kind of, I know a big talking point this week, a big chatter this week will be whether the kind of loosening of macroeconomic conditions, how that will affect, obviously interest rates coming down, capital is more easy to acquire, things like that. I guess overall to say is we're maybe looking at more of an aggressive landscape, more deal making, et cetera.
Sure.
So kind of what does growth look like to you guys? And specifically what I always like to frame it as is like if we were standing here exactly a year from now, kind of what would you have hoped to accomplish in that time?
Yeah, I think when it comes to the gaming space specifically, growth for us looks like winning more customers, bigger customers. So think like top 10, you know, sportsbook and iGaming operators. And also international expansion as well. We're really excited for Brazil to come online. In order to do that, we're making a lot of great progress, but continued investments in the product and licensing. You know, we want to be licensed in every U.S. jurisdiction where OSB and iGaming are legal by next year. So hopefully, you know, when we come back here a year from now, we are licensed in every jurisdiction where OSB and iGaming are legal. You know, we're live with four or five top 10 operators, and in some capacity, you know, we're live with a couple dozen operators in Brazil, and you know, maybe we've got 100 gaming customers spanning a bunch of different use cases globally. So that's sort of what we're targeting. But again, it's not just about gaming. We think about how we get all of our customers to adopt every part of our platform. So there's a lot of effort right now to you know, land some customers with maps and then sort of expand into geofencing or fraud detection down the road. I'll give you another example. You know, we just closed Inspire Brands as a customer, which we're really excited about. That's, you know, Dunkin', Arby's, Sonic, Jimmy John's. They're starting with Radar Maps platform, but hopefully they expand into other geolocation use cases over time. So, we're really excited about the opportunity, both inside of gaming and more broadly.
Nice. Well, this has been great. I want to get you out of here on a quick one, quick and easy. Obviously, we're here in Las Vegas. The global community is here in Las Vegas this week. What is your favorite? You could go either way you want. What is your favorite or your least favorite part of coming down here?
Man, it's so much fun to come down here. Honestly, most favorite part is just to meet customers, partners, and prospects in person. We met a bunch of folks last year, and you know, at the time they were prospective customers, and now they're current customers. So that is definitely exciting. It's fun for the Radar team as well, kind of the broader team, to bond and meet customers. I would say my least favorite part is that my Baltimore Orioles blew it in the wild card round, and so I won't get to watch them in the ALDS at the sports book this weekend, but I'll manage.
Well, at least you got Lamar
to save you. We looked good yesterday against the Bengals, so we'll take that.
That's right. Well, Nick, this has been really great. Thank you so much. And like I said, I'm not just giving you lip service. I do think that this is one of the sectors of the industry that we will see most innovation, most disruption, all the buzzwords. But I think it's an interesting part of the industry for sure.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me. Check us out at radar.com if you're interested in learning more.
We thank you for joining us on this episode of the GGB Podcast. To learn more about Nick, Radar, and all the important issues in gaming, visit ggbmagazine.com. To hear more about the weekly news of the gaming industry, visit ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss an episode of the GGB Podcast by subscribing at Amazon, Google Play, and Spotify today. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.